Coming up this week on the Braves Beach House podcast, we're talking all things food and beverage here at the ballpark. We're going to be talking with our food and beverage director, Henry, showcasing all the new signature series items. We're going to be talking to two of our favorite employees around here. They're very special people, Tom and Linda. We'll be talking to them at the end. And of course, as we continue our countdown to 2025 spring training, Patrick is back with another edition of 25 for 25. All that and more ahead on this episode of the Braves Beach House podcast.
Is that our pre-show theme?
Yeah, that's the pre-show theme. All right, I'm Harrison, and joining us once again on the Braves Beach House podcast is our senior food and beverage director, Henry Monaco. Henry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You're our first two-time guest. How does that feel?
Oh, my gosh, it feels unbelievable. I feel so honored to be the first two-time guest. I thought after my first performance that I wouldn't get invited back, but thankfully, I got the golden ticket, and now I'm back.
Here we are. It's mainly just because I'm hungry and want to try some new food.
But perfect.
I know
perfect.
You got a whole bunch of new food items. We'll get to that. We have some new concession stands. We have some returning favorites. So where do you want to start with our food for 2025?
Well, I guess the biggest thing that we're doing in 2025 is we're going to be doing our own pizza.
Ooh.
So out of the first base concession stands, we're going to have a stand called Slice. And we're going to be doing our own flatbread pizza. So it's going to be completely in-house. It's going to be dynamite.
Yeah, it's going to be delicious. And is there multiple flavors of pizza? What can people expect?
There is. So we're going to have your just traditional cheese. We're going to have your pepperoni. And then we're going to have a meat lovers.
Ooh.
Meat lovers is going to be pepperoni and sausage. So
Slicers
we're
going
to hit all
supreme.
The classic favors. Yes, yes. Slicer
supreme. Pizza. It's going to be delicious. And I think there's a few other side dishes that will go along with it that people just have to check out this season. At Slice, which is located in conjunction with Dogs and Burgers.
Exactly.
On the first base side.
It's going to be a home run.
Home run of flavor. But that's a different brand of pizza. We're not serving
home run pizza.
It's our own pizza.
It's our own pizza.
All right. So pizza is a big highlight. Is there any other new and exciting things that people should keep their eyes out?
Yeah. So out of our salsa stand, we're going to be featuring something called our double play empanadas. It's a little take on what we already serve at the salsa stand and at the tiki bar for any of our tiki bar viewers. It's going to be two different kinds of empanadas, something quite delicious. Also, we're going to be featuring at our chicken and fish stand. We're going to have the chicken bucket.
It's back.
That's back. That's always a popular favorite.
What is a chicken bucket for people?
So the chicken bucket is a bucket loaded with fries. We got some delicious chicken tenders, fried chicken tenders, and a biscuit.
Yeah, you can feed a whole family with it.
You can feed, that's the whole idea. It's going to be the family meal deal at Cool Today Park during spring training.
So family chicken bucket at the chicken coop. What other exciting things?
On the terrace level, we're going to be featuring a roast beef panini.
Yeah.
Panini, we saw you guys loved the paninis last year, so we're adding a little variety of the paninis. You can find that at the deli on the third floor terrace level. And then in our barbecue stand, we're going to be featuring our barbecue cookie sundae pizza.
Yeah.
That's a lot of words, but it's delicious.
Skillet cookie sundae.
Skillet cookie, yes.
And I think we're going to have some samples here at the end of the show to show people what it looks like. But also, I mean, last year at barbecue, there's a signature item there. It takes hours to prepare.
That's right.
It's cooked here in-house, and that's the rotisserie chicken barbecue box.
Yes, that's exactly it. We here love to provide homemade things. Something that's different sets us apart from other ballparks. We take a lot of pride in what we serve to you guys, and we want to make sure it's delicious.
Yes, so that's available up there. And I mean, I think the most popular item, you haven't mentioned it yet, and people are probably wondering, is it back again for its sixth straight year as Salsa Supreme, the kitchen sink nachos?
The kitchen sink nachos, yes. The nachos are always a classic, they're a favorite, and home run at the tiki bar, you know, no pun intended. And we're going to be featuring them again at the salsa stand. And it's always a crowd favorite. Something that we're going to be unveiling this year is going to be the Surfside Portable.
Yeah.
Surfside is the new in the seltzer game. There's something that's going to be featured right by the tiki bar. And then we're going to have our very special beer bat.
Ooh.
Which is going to be on the terrace level as well. It's going to be in limited quantity, so make sure you come to the stadium early and get your beer bat so you can be the one showing it off to all the fans that are coming to the stadium.
Yeah, 200 beer bats per game. So you're going to want to get them real fast, real early, before they're gone. They're sure to be very popular for beer bats. I believe also Bar 402 and the Tiki Bar have a new deal for Braze Country out there as well.
Yep, exactly. So it's going to be the bucket. You get five cans for $38. So that basically saves you one whole can.
Yeah.
If you were buying, you know, five at the same price. So you're saving some money on that.
And it comes in a nice souvenir ice bucket, so you'll be able to use it all year round for all your parties at your houses. It's really nice, and we're really excited for that to launch at Bar.
And it keeps it cold. That's the most important thing.
Exactly, especially in the Florida sun. And then new also, keep going back to drinks, I almost forgot, at Artito's Lemonade Stands. It's coming in a new vessel.
That's right. We're going to be serving it in a mason jar, another collectibles item this year. So as you can see, this year we're going to have quite a few collectibles. So it's important to get here early.
Talking about the terrace level, I know something that was very popular this summer when we did it was our baseball and breakfast. And now we're turning into baseball and brunch for the spring training season. Can you tell us a little bit about baseball and brunch?
Exactly. So like Harrison got at, we started something over the summer this past year. It's called baseball and brunch. Basically, it's you pay to get to the into the stadium early, and we're going to be serving you guys and bottomless Bloody Marys, bottomless screwdrivers, and then you get your option of getting scrambled eggs, sausage, bacon, tater tot hash, and delicious breakfast items like that. And you also get to catch BP, which is probably the most important thing.
Yes, based on field schedule. It's never guaranteed. Right. But the breakfast, the best part about the Bloody Marys is it's not just like you're getting some tomato juice and vodka in a cup. You actually get to make it yours, and it's a whole topping bar section.
Exactly. You make it your way.
Gourmet options. So, I mean, you really can load it up to the brim with some delicious toppings for your Bloody Marys, available for the three Sundays in March. That's going to be March 2nd, March 16th, and March 23rd. Tickets are going fast. There's only a limited number of brunch spots per game, so you're going to want to go to coolerdaypark.com/tickets. Get your baseball and brunch pass while they're still available.
Piggybacking what we were just talking about with baseball and breakfast, that's also going to be a featured item in the Leecom Club this year.
Let's go ahead. Let's hit your favorite food item when you're coming to the ballpark this year. What should people try? I only have one food item. What should I eat?
Well, I would have to say you have to try the pizza.
The pizza.
Pizza, I'm betting on myself. I'm doubling down. Homemade pizza here at Cool Today Park's gonna be the best pizza you're ever gonna have.
We have a lot of new dessert this year. I'm a dessert person. I always like sweet. You mentioned the cookie skillet up at the barbecue, but I know Salsa has a new sundae at Sweet Spot. Sweet Spot 2 has some new options, and Pop Dogs even has a dessert now.
Yep, exactly. So we're going to feature a cookie sundae at the salsa stand. And like Harrison was getting at, we're going to have soft serve as well over there. Both favorites, and not to be going on a pun again, but they're both home runs. Delicious. It's a cookie sundae, and then we're also going to be featuring the pretzel dog out there in left field, and so that's gonna be something that's be very cool.
At Hot Diggity Dogs, you can find the pretzel dogs. At Pop Dogs, we have frozen lemonade now.
That's right, frozen lemonade. That's another new feature that you're gonna see that out on the plaza and also in the stadium. We're gonna have flavors such as frozen lemonade. We're gonna have a cherry flavor as well. So another good option to have if the soft serve line is too long, you get here a little bit later. That's another good item to check out when you come here to refresh yourself.
Yeah, and it just popped into my mind too. We're talking about all these desserts. We have every stand almost is getting a fresh baked dessert now.
That's right. We're gonna be having fresh baked cookies at every stand. We're gonna have some nice Goliath cookie. Oh, here we go.
Here it comes.
Here we go, Chef. Chef, hand that over.
Oh, here we go.
Nice. So here is our feature item
from
at the barbecue stand. That's gonna be our cookie skillet pizza. So something definitely to get here early and try. And it's currently at the Tiki Bar. So if you're looking to get a little sneak peek for it, definitely try it at the Tiki Bar.
All right. Moment of truth.
Go ahead and try it.
Not messy at all.
Not messy.
So this is a skillet cookie with whipped cream and chocolate sauce. Let me move this mic.
Here. And I'm just going to go ahead and, you know what, just make it messy, you know? Fans out there, Braves country, just make it just delicious. Look at that. Just get it all on there. Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Mm-mm-mm. Delicious. And you don't even need napkins. Just use your shirt. Go ahead and lick your fingers, you know, as you finish this food.
You can share this with your whole family. This is massive. How many slices? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 slices in a skillet cookie sundae.
So eight slices.
You can get it and share it with your whole row.
That's right.
Your row will love you and thank you. And maybe when you're done with the smokehouse, right next door, you can get a beer bat. And can we see the beer bat? Do we have a beer bat around here?
Let's get a beer bat.
So while you are getting your smokehouse cookie sundae, sharing it with your whole row,
that's right.
Maybe someone will stop by the terrace bar on the third floor as well and get you a beer bat. You can see it's completely filled to the top here with beer. Atlanta Braves, A with palm trees up top. You come to the collectible base, so you can display it right here on your chair, on your table. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great for display purposes. On its own, you can see you got handles in here. And the best part is it does come with beer. Let's see.
There you go. He's going to try it. Chug, 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 chug. There we go. Nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Wear your batting gloves while you drink this too. You know, just make it a whole experience. You know, wear the batting gloves and just break it in. Look at this thing.
Yeah, look at that. That's amazing. It's the first time
limited
I've seen one of these.
Availability. Just know that. Limited availability.
We get it before it's gone. All right. Before we wrap up with our chaotic interview with Henry.
That's right.
You are Ask39. So I have some trivia for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm very excited to see. If you get any one of these right, you're going home with a special prize. So
ooh.
We'll have to see. All right. Question number one. In what city did the Braves hold spring training in from 1963 to 1997?
1963 to 1997?
Yeah.
Is that West Palm Beach?
It is correct. There's one. All right.
All right.
Three for three. Question number two. We've been talking a lot about food this episode.
Uh-huh.
One of the Braves' most iconic dishes of all time is the Burger Itza. And so for those that don't know, it's a 2 8-inch pizzas with pepperoni and cheese on top as the buns.
Mm-hmm.
And a giant burger patty in between them. So at what stadium did this item get served? Was it A, Fulton County Stadium, B, Turner Field, or C, Truist Park?
C, Truist Park.
That is incorrect.
Oh my
the correct
gosh.
Answer was Turner Field. So RIP to the Burger Itza. All right. Number three, our final question. This
uh-huh.
one's for a prize. Which Braves alumni threw out the first ever first pitch here at Coolidge Park in 2019?
Which Braves alumni?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You were here in 2019.
I was here in 2019. Who, Hank Aaron?
No, it was not Hank Aaron.
Oh my gosh.
It was TP.
Terry Pendleton.
There you go.
Well, right. So I went 1 for 3, so I'm baseball depth batting 333, so that's still pretty
that's
good.
That's acceptable. Here, we'll,
that's very good.
We'll take this beer bat away.
I think the bear bat clouded my judgment, right, clouded my answers.
But while we got that, let's go ahead. Let's fire a t-shirt cannon. Here we go. There we go. All right.
Look at
you are our first two-time guest, so you're going
nice.
Home with our second edition Braves Beach House Podcast t-shirt. Look at that green. It'll be great for St. Patrick's Day. Tickets on sale for that as well.
That's right.
This season. All right. Well, I got fed a great cookie. Henry, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Stop by anytime with more food. We'd love to eat it here on the show.
That's right. Hopefully, I can be the first three-time podcaster as well.
Hopefully. We'll see. Do you have a joke for us before you go?
You know what? I'm going to save mine for the third time when I come back.
The third time. Third time's the charm.
That's the way I get my invite back.
We'll send it over to Patrick for 25 and 25 right after this.
Five for 25. Breaking news. This just in. Pre-game parties on the plaza. 2 hours before the first pitch at every spring training home game right here at Cool Today Park. Be sure to get here early so you can join in the festivities. We've got live music. We've got outdoor games. We've got inflatable furniture. And we've even got some real furniture. And for the first time this year, we have an actual regulation wiffle ball field built to Olympic qualification standards. Who knows, you may be playing against a pickup wiffle ball gold medalist right here at Cool Today Park. 2028, you could see in Los Angeles. You never know, because here we are playing wiffle ball, the sport of kings, at our pregame parties on the plaza 2 hours before the game starts every spring training game at Cool Today Park. Go Braves! 25 for 25 breaking news. This year on March 16th, before our spring breakout game against those little baby Tigers, we're hosting our first annual mascot party right here at Cool Today Park. And this one you won't want to miss, because we've scoured all of Braves country and the swamplands of Florida for only the hardest party and mascot. Here in Braves country, we like our mascots to keep it loose and to go with the flow and to never lose touch with that inner party animal inside of themselves. The Beastie Boys fought for their right to mascot party, and we're going to fight for your right to join them. Pick up your party passes today to get in on all the fun. There will be autograph opportunities, photo opportunities, and access to a buffet in the brand new field suite. The food is for eating, though, and not throwing. You are not Henry Rowan Gardner with that high, stinky cheese. That's right. Come on down to the mascot party before our spring training breakout game on March 16th. Go Braves! Breaking news. March 16th, 2025, the Braves prospects are going to take on the Tigers prospects in a spring training breakout game. It's your chance to see the Major League stars of tomorrow facing off right here at Cool Today Park. We all know how much fun it is to see the major leaguers up close and personal, but you can see those guys 162 days a year on TV. Spring training is all about the young guys trying to make the club, and there's no better showcase that than the spring breakout game. Come on, see your Atlanta Braves prospects take on those little baby Tiger prospects. It's going to be a great game, and how else would you rather spend St. Patrick's Day Eve than right here at the ballpark? Looking forward to seeing you at the spring breakout game. Go Braves! Ladies and gentlemen, 25 for 25. This one very near and dear to my heart. That's right, we're talking about food. Nothing says baseball is back like ballpark food. And nobody does ballpark food better than your Atlanta Braves right here at Cool Today Park. The old favorites are back, of course. You're going to see the kitchen sink nachos. We want to welcome back the chicken barbecue box. That's right, fan favorites and staples that made the team again. But let's talk about those new menu items. Going to be a brand new pizza stand called Slice. And I'm telling you, that pizza is made to order, hot, fresh, and not even too greasy. Also coming in this year, we have our pressed roast beef panini. Yum, yum. But let's talk about my personal favorite. That's going to be the skillet cookie. Warm chocolate chip cookie drizzled with chocolate syrup, a little bit of whipped cream on top. It's going to be an instant fan favorite, fun for the whole family or just whoever's around you. But listen, no skillet cookie will go unfinished this year during spring training. If you cannot finish your skillet cookie, you can personally call me at 555-3712-693748. And I will personally come down to your section and finish that skillet cookie for you. No cookie left behind here at Cool Today Park. But that's just the tip of the ice cream cone on all the amazing fresh food offerings at the ballpark this spring training. You're going to need to bring your major league appetite, loosen that belt buckle a notch, and chow down with us at Cool Today Park all spring training long. Go Braves! Shocking, amazing, surprising, breaking news, 25 for 25, this just in. We all know baseball bats are primarily used for dizzy bat races, but after our players figured out they could actually hit baseballs with them, we also figured out that we could use them to drink beer. That's right, now this year we're selling beer bats at the terrace clubs. They're limited edition, and only a select amount will be available each game, so make sure you get yours before they're gone. You might be used to drinking beer out of a can, out of a bottle, a shoe, a boot, but hops just hit a little bit harder when you're crushing them out of this little slugger. That's right, go support your Atlanta Braves drinking beer at Cool Today Park in 2025. Beer bats, beer bats, beer bats, beer bats, beer bats. 25 for 25, breaking news. It is time to welcome your Atlanta Braves back to spring training. We're welcoming them back all week long. Saturday, February 15th, things get kicked off from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our traditional open house. It's your chance to sample new concessions, scope out your seats, and there may even be a couple of surprise guests. And no, you won't be able to predict at least one of them. We'll also be starting our first ever rolling 50-50 jackpot, which will be drawn on opening day. That gives you a chance to get those numbers up for the Atlanta Braves Foundation, as well as one lucky winner. Once it kicks off on the 15th, you can buy your tickets throughout the week at cooltodaypark.com/5050. And then from then at 5 p.m., we are partying on the plaza with the Toby Keith Tribute Band, Beer for My Horses. Even though I don't think horses drink beer, but if they do, I know we'll have plenty of it for them. No, this is not an invitation to bring your horse. If you bring your horse, you will be turned away. Unless you are a police officer, and then that is your mode of transportation. Anyway, we're looking forward to an amazing open house and to getting spring training kicked off with your Atlanta Braves. Turning it over now to Harrison. Here you go.
And we are here with Tom and Linda from our food and beverage department here. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Harrison. Love being here.
Yeah. Yes, we love having you guys here. You're some of our hardest working employees here at the ballpark. And so we just want to feature everyone here. You guys have been here for over 5 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that went fast.
Six years in March.
6 years in March.
Yeah.
So how'd you guys end up here in Braves country?
Oh, wow.
We just started out with a hard question.
Yeah, right. Started out with a hard one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we went for the interview. Went for the interview, got accepted, and here we are.
Yeah.
Have you always been at the Tiki Bar? Did you guys start somewhere else, or where did you guys start?
Started at the concession stand, seasonal. And been to almost all the concession stands.
Yeah, we've worked
but
in
now,
everyone.
Yeah.
I started in the fish camp.
All year round, I work at the Tiki Bar, and I'm the hostess. And you know, I do other little things, too. I help serve food sometimes when they get really busy. And I think my favorite thing is greeting the people, talking to them from all over, taking their pictures is one of my favorite things to do. And when you take their pictures, of course, you get to know them more better. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tom, what do you do at Cool Day Park? You be chefing it up in the kitchen.
Yep. I work in what they call the back of the house, which is a kitchen, of course. And I cook back there and I do all kinds of whatever it needs to be done, you know.
So you guys have been here pretty much since the beginning.
The beginning.
Almost this year.
Yes.
What's your favorite memory, each of you, that you've been a part of here so far at Cooley Day Park?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. But I do remember the first time I walked up the steps, the very first time, and we walked in, and I saw the stadium. And I know that look, and I get the same look when I see people come to the Tiki Bar, and they walk in, and I don't even have to ask them if this is their first time, because they have that look like, oh, my gosh, because everyone says, what a beautiful stadium you have. And when I tell them it's 5 years old, they can't believe it because it looks brand new, because our groundskeeper and everyone keeps such good care of the grounds. So, oh, I don't know. That's a hard thing. The most memorable. What do you think?
Your first memorable sounds like it was the first time you're here.
Yes.
Anything that comes to mind of your?
I totally agree with her. It was phenomenal when I first seen the ballpark. It was like, you know, you just can't believe it's here. It's awesome. Yeah. You know.
I know. It's a beautiful stadium.
Yeah. Love at first sight.
Yes. Yes.
What's it like working with your husband and wife here at Cool Day Park? How do you enjoy it?
Well, being married 45 years, this is just, I mean,
nothing to it.
I have to say, it's so nice of the management here letting us work the same days, the same hours, so we can do this.
Yeah.
You know,
it's worked out perfect.
And And again, you know, we love working here, and that's what it's all about too, is also, it's who you work with too. When you have, it's family now. When you're greeted sometimes with people hugging you, you know, it's just it's a wonderful place. I love both my bosses. Can I mention their names?
All of them.
Henry and Jordy, they're the best. You know, they treat us good. And like when summertime here, if everyone knows what Florida's summertime is, it's so nice when you have your bosses say, if you need to sit down, drink some water, rest, do it. They're concerned about us, our safety and everything. I just love it. I love it here.
Absolutely.
I feel very fortunate.
All right, Tom, you're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food item here at Cool Day Park that people need to try? Both at the tiki bar and anywhere in the stadium.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I'm in cheeseburger quesadilla.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Totally
that's my favorite.
Awesome. And that's my favorite. I love making them too. And it's, you know, and the people, we get a lot of compliments on that one.
Yeah.
You know, and definitely. I mean, in the concession stands, as far as every one of them I've worked at, I just.
I mean, you're in the deli now. You have a special job.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell people what you do, what our new item in the deli that you'd be cooking?
Yeah, in the deli. I do the panini presses in the back, you know, and I make a lot of paninis and sell a lot of them.
Yeah.
And this year I think I'm going to have a roast beef one, which sounds really good. I can't wait to try that one, you know, see how that goes. Yeah.
So make sure you see Tom in the deli. Linda, you're at Braised Smokehouse Barbecue during the season. Do you
That's
have
right.
a favorite food item there that you think people should check out?
Well, I love barbecue.
Yeah.
So it's barbecued chicken.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a chocolate chip
cookie.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Me and Henry ate a little bit earlier in the show. I'll just say it was delicious, and you guys already know. So you can find these two on the terrace level during the game. Make sure you stop by, say hey, say you saw them on the Braves Beach House podcast. Linda, another question for you. You greet everybody. You mentioned that. You're the first people see when they come into the Tiki Bar.
That's right.
Do you have a favorite like fan interaction that you can share for our viewers out there today?
Oh, you know, I think my favorite thing is when I give a kid a ball and their eyes just light up. And, well, that's probably one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah,
I love doing that. And we're at a ballpark. And for, you know, that's probably my favorite thing.
You're making
thing.
Their day.
I'm making their day. Yes.
Yeah.
The first person to welcome you is Linda. She's greeted you, and it's just such a warm welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
That's part of the reason why we wanted y'all on the podcast.
You thank
guys just bring great energy to all of our fans here at Braves Country, and we wanted everyone to get to know you a little bit more. You guys are here on the Beach House podcast. We need to give you some merch that you can wear to the beach, so let's fire up that T-shirt, Karen.
Oh, wow.
Get ready to catch him. Here we go.
Oh, yay!
Let's see what we got here.
Oh my gosh! Oh, look at them! Oh, I love it!
Oh,
I love it!
Oh, those are nice.
Only the guests get these shirts. They're very special. So
oh, good.
You guys are part of an exclusive club.
I feel special. Yeah,
I like
that. I feel special.
We feel special.
Thank you.
Thank you very much
for coming on the show. And let's go. Let's do a Go Braves. 3, 2, 1.
Go Braves!
We'll be right back after this.
That's awesome.